The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about the four C's for creating wealth. And this is information that we have taken from our recent seminar that was called Establishing Financial Freedom. And it was just this past Wednesday, May 20th at 6 o'clock. And what we've been doing is every month we are having an online seminar. And I know, thank the Lord, the doors are finally opening in New York State and across the country, and we can finally get together. So yes, we will be having some seminars where we're together, but we're also going to continue, because of the demand, to be able to do seminars online. These are where you can just sign up, log onto your computer at home. You can be eating your dinner, you can be having coffee, whatever suits you, but we're able to communicate keys to creating wealth. And that's what we focused on this past week. We want individuals to know that there are specific things and specific ways to view finances that can really unlock finances for you. I know that growing up, I come from a family of 12, six brothers and five sisters. So it was six and six, six boys, six girls. And I remember I have an older brother who used to play tic-tac-toe with me all the time. I remember I was probably about 5 years old when I first played it. And I remember him saying, okay, you go. And he would put his X in the corner and I'd go. And no matter how many times I played with him, I always lost. And being the mature five-year-old that I was, I remember going to my mom and crying and saying, it's not fair. He always wins the game. And I remember my mom saying, but Crystal, it's because you don't know how to play the game. And my mom sat down with me and she said, here's how you do it. You put an X in the corner, then you're going to put an X diagonally in the corner. And she showed me how to win at the game of tic-tac-toe. Now, that doesn't mean that I never lose, but I knew enough that I could play the game. So I found my older brother. I challenged him to a game of tic-tac-toe. And sure enough, because he didn't realize that I finally knew how to play the game, I won. You know, many of us, you and I, grew up and nobody took the time to teach us how money works. And so we get out into the world and we don't understand why we're not winning at creating wealth. We're good people, right? You work hard. There's a lot of things that you're doing. And how come some people are more prosperous than others? Why is there a difference in the wealth? Now, a lot of times people will say, well, it's because so-and-so gets paid more money than I do. And I would challenge you on that, because a lot of times it's really not how much money you make, but how much money you keep. And the way that you learn to be successful in the realm of finances is that you learn how to play the game. You learn, okay, I need to put an X over here, I need to put an O over here, and you begin to learn what the rules are. Once you learn, then you become more efficient as you engage more and more often. Now, one of the things that we had talked about during our seminar together, our webinar, I should call it, because it was online, is a truth that I want to share with you today. And we took time visually showing individuals how much money runs through their hands during the course of their lifetime. And whether you realize it or not, most everyone who's listening to me right now has the potential of millions, that's millions with an S on the end, to run through their hands during the course of their lifetime. So it's not a matter of whether you're going to have resources. And we ran out a scenario and showed this is how much would come. But here's what the difference is. As individuals begin to receive money, there's a certain portion that's going to be put aside for taxes, a certain portion that they use to pay for all the debt things, their cars, their mortgages, different things that they want, a certain portion, if I can talk today, goes towards lifestyle and very little is left for savings. And so over the course of our lifetime, those millions that come through our hands is spent. Now, a lot of times we don't see it because it doesn't come in one lump sum. It comes in little pieces, in paychecks, and we're taught to disregard our paychecks, that they're really not that big of a deal. But we need to understand those paychecks are slivers of wealth that are coming from the millions that will pass through your hands. And see, what we do many times is when we run these scenarios for individuals, and we can run one for you as well, they say, well, you know what the answer is when I get to retirement and only have a small portion of resources compared to what I've spent over my lifetime, I just need a better rate of return. But the truth of the matter is, even if you had a great rate of return, the key is in how you're making the choices and the control that you take over your resources. And that's the first key, is making sure that you have control over your resources so that you can be as efficient as possible. See, in working together, one of the keys is to make sure that taxes are as low as possible. Now, why is that important? Well, please, just look at what's going on in this country and think about all the stimulus checks that went out. Think about all the different loans that are being given out and then saying they're being forgiven. There's a lot of money that's being printed. Well, eventually, the Pied Piper comes along and we have to pay what's due. Well, where are they going to do that? How are they going to get that money? From you, from me, they're going to try to raise taxes. So one of the things that we can control, although we can't control how they're going to raise the taxes or how wide the thresholds are going to be, one of the things we can control is we can make sure we use vehicles that don't have tax implications, meaning vehicles that are tax-free. We go ahead and we say, you know what? I'm going to pay my taxes now so I don't have to pay them in the future. That's one thing we can do today that you have control over. The other area where you have control over that a lot of people aren't aware of is in regards to how you pay for your capital purchases. Now, you might say, well, Crystal, what is exactly a major capital purchase? Anything that you cannot pay for in full in 1 month is probably a major capital purchase, like our house, like a car, like a camper that people are getting, or boats now that it's summertime. One of the things that we need to realize is there are ways where we can properly structure our debt in a way that we are not giving up control. And I know that says, what? And that is more of a complex strategy, but that is something that we can walk through step by step, just not on a radio without a whiteboard. But that is an area you can control. So you can control how you're going to put your investments and your savings as far as taxes. You can control how you're going to structure your debt. And then also, you can look at the difference between your lifestyle and your savings, and you can determine how much money you're going to consume today and how much you're going to consume in the future, because you do know that there is a war going on. There is a war between your current lifestyle and your future lifestyle. And they're always battling each other. And what we want to do is sit down and say, here's how we can take this much for today and save this much for tomorrow, and you can still enjoy today, but be prepared for the future. See, those areas, taxes, the way you structure your debt, your lifestyle, and your savings, this is an area that you have control over. And one of the ways to take the control is to be able to look at your resources to see where you may be losing money unknowingly and unnecessarily. I kind of look at it like a bucket. You know, if you had a bucket and it had all these different holes in it, it doesn't matter how much money you pour into it. It's still going to leak out of the bucket. It's a holy bucket. But if we can plug the holes in the bucket, it doesn't matter if it's just a trickle that goes into the bucket, it will begin to build. And that's the same thing with our resources. You know, we can pour all that we have, we can get really big paychecks, make a lot of money, but if we're pouring it into a bucket of holes, we don't have any control over it and it drains out, which is why it's so important when we're talking about the four C's for creating wealth, it goes back to that first one. which is all about control. Take control of how you're positioning your debt structure, how you're going to position your savings and your investments as far as taxes, your lifestyle and savings. Look for those holes where money is just slipping away. You know, one of the things we ran an example, and let's just kind of run through the numbers just real quickly. If you had $100,000, and I want you to think about this, let's pretend that's the amount of money between everybody working in the household, $100,000 is coming in. And you are one of the lucky few that are actually saving 10%. So you've got $10,000 that you are saving every year. And like most Americans, you want to put it into the market to get some type of return, and you're hoping to get 6% return, and you're so happy with that. You're living on $90,000, you make $600 a year in savings, and you think that's wonderful. Now, this is what happens when people begin to realize that, oh, only making $600 a year of interest on my $10,000 is not going to get me to retirement. Where they look is they look to the market. They go to their financial planner and say, oh, please, instead of 6%, give me 7, 8, 9, 10. In fact, I have to catch up. Put me in something that can give me 12%. Well, when you start attacking investing like that, you're missing it. Because what we want to do instead, here's something to consider, is that instead, what if we just decided we're going to reduce our expenses just by 1%? I mean, if you were spending $90,000, that's what your expenses were for the year, and you just saved 1% of that, you reduced your expenses, you plugged the holes, that would be a 9% return. So my point is this, we can't control the market. We can't count on the market that that's our silver bullet. But what we can do are the things that we can control, we need to. So one of the things that we can begin doing is we can begin saying, all right, out of this, whatever it is that I'm spending on expenses, my first step is I'm going to go ahead and plug the leaky holes and find ways that I can save money, because sometimes saving money can bring you a better rate of return than putting it in the market. This is Crystal Langdon from Crystal Clear Finances. Many of you know me from our weekly radio program and our daily financial gems. For over 20 years, we've also been hosting live events and teaching how you can save, invest, and have the proper protection for your family. However, for your safety, we temporarily suspended all our live events, but we also want to make sure you still keep growing financially. So we're proud to announce a new way to gain financial confidence with our free online Facebook Live webinars. Every Wednesday at 5:30 on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we'll be providing financial insights so you can confidently face every financial decision. Wealthy Wednesday webinars at 5:30 on Facebook. We will see you there. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and it is such a pleasure to be here with you each and every Saturday morning. I want to encourage you to visit our Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, because every Wednesday at 5:30, we have a live Wealthy Wednesday where we take 5 to 10 minutes to give you financial insight that you can apply right in your life so that you can begin to create wealth. I firmly believe it is not the amount of money that you make that helps you create wealth. It's the ability to understand how money works. And it's really not a lack of intelligence. It's just that nobody teaches how money works. And that's why we spend time doing our Wealthy Wednesdays on Wednesdays at 5:30. That's why we do our weekly radio programs, our webinars at our office for our seminars. All of this is to empower you so that you can have the resources you need to live the life, to be able to live and give in the way that you were made. And so I encourage you, if you're listening to me now, the next Wednesday that comes, 5:30, Facebook Live, we're having it on Crystal Clear Finances page. And I do want to encourage you, if you're at that place in life where you say, you know what, I'm ready to learn how money works. What are the things that I need to be thinking? How do I need to look at this differently? You know, as we started at the beginning of this program, when I went crying to my mother at 5 years old and said, I can't win this game of tic-tac-toe, once she showed me how to play, It was a whole different story. Didn't mean I won every time, but now I had a fighting chance. And that's what we want you to have, is a fighting chance. And it starts by understanding how money works so that you can confidently make those financial decisions. So if you're ready, you can give us a call at 518-433-7181. And one of the wonderful things that have come out of the past few months is we have become very skilled at doing online meetings. So whether you are 3 hours away, three states away, three time zones, wherever you are when you're listening to our radio program or our podcast, please feel free. Give us a call, 518-433-7181, and let's set up a time that we can meet online, or of course, if you'd rather, we can now meet in person and we can go over your finances so that you can have that confidence. Well, right before the break, we were talking about how we recently did an Establishing Financial Freedom webinar, and we talked about the four C's for creating wealth. And the first C is all about control. We want to make sure that you have liquidity, use, and control of your money so that you can make decisions on how you're going to be positioned for taxes, how your debt is structured, what type of lifestyle you want, and then how much you're going to save. You can have an impact on your retirement if you make the right choices in those areas. Now, the next area that we had talked about in our seminar, and I can see the clock now, we're not going to get through all of them, but I'll at least highlight all four of them. And this one deals with compounding interest. You know, a lot of times individuals, when they're thinking about compounding interest, there's a mistake as far as thinking, well, whatever I put in the market is compounding. I want to think about that for a moment. When you put money into a vehicle and it gives you a variety of different returns, 1 year it's positive and the next year it's negative and the following year it's negative and then it's positive, whatever it is, we need to understand the market does that. It's not compounding. See, compounding is going to say, okay, you put this in. The next year, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the amount you put in plus the interest that was grown on it, and I'm going to give you interest on that. And then the next year, I'm going to take the amount you put in, the interest you had in the next year, and the interest you had in the following year, and I'm going to add interest on that. And it continues to grow and work for you. A unhealthy version of this would be the credit cards. Credit cards, they have compounding interest and they're very familiar with it because every day they're adding compounding interest. They're not going forward as far, going backwards and saying, well, we had a down year, so I'm going to reduce this a little bit. Nope, it just keeps growing. Now, our investments in the market, unless they have a guarantee to them, they are not compounding interest. They can go forward and they can go back. So understanding how compounding interest works is important because a lot of times what we do is we take that thought process, well, I'm putting it in the market and that's compounding for me, and we're not understanding what we need to have also, if you've listened to me for any length of time, is we want to have a green tank of savings that's compounding for you that doesn't go backwards. I tell you what, right now, those of you who have those green tank of savings that are getting the compounding interest, it feels good, doesn't it? Because even though the market is showing a negative, you have someplace else that you can pull money from that's growing for you on a daily basis. And so part of creating wealth, when we begin talking about it, is understanding how compounding interest works and having it work for you, not against you like it would in a credit card. Now, I want to watch the clock and I know we've got to continue on, but that's something where, again, we can sit down together and we can go into more detail on how we can have compounding interest work for you. But for now, let's go on to the third one, because the third area when it comes to creating wealth, yes, the first one is having control of your money, liquidity, use, and control, making decisions that position you so that you have options available. The second one is making compounding interest work for you, not against you. And the third one is about understanding the cost of opportunity. See, sometimes we pay for something, or like, whew, I'm so glad I paid for that. I didn't have any interest now. And you think that that's what it cost you. But understand, there is an opportunity cost associated with everything you buy. Because not only do you give up that dollar, but you give up everything that dollar could have made for you. So for instance, let's pretend that you were going to go buy a boat, and let's say that boat is $20,000, and you could take that same $20,000 and put it somewhere and get compounding, or let's not even do compounding. Let's just say an investment average return of 5% over 20 years. Well, not only did that boat cost you $20,000, but an additional $34,253 is what you could have made. See, when we look at something, it doesn't mean that we never buy anything. It just means when we look at it, we have to figure out what is the real cost to this. Now, there are ways that you can structure it where you can say, this is worth it to me, and I know how I'm going to do this and not interrupt the compounding interest. And again, that's a deeper discussion. But I think when you look at how does money work, we begin to understand control is vital. We begin to understand compounding interest is vital. And we also understand that cost, understanding what the true cost is, very important. See, a lot of times we forget that we finance everything we buy. You might say, Crystal, I don't finance everything I buy. Well, the fact of the matter is either we are paying cash and giving up the right to the interest, right? We've given it up. Or we say, I'm going to take a loan and I'll pay interest. So we're either giving up interest or giving up the right to earn interest. There's a cost to it, whether we're self-financing it ourselves or whether we're borrowing it from someone else and we're financing it from them. As we begin to understand these concepts, then when we make decisions, then we can make the decisions that cause us to keep growing our wealth. And again, that's something that we do here at Crystal Clear Finances, is many times we have clients calling and saying, okay, here's what I got to do. Am I leasing or am I buying a car? I want to buy a boat. What's the best way? What's the way that I need to buy this real estate? And it's talking about and including cost, opportunity cost. What are we doing about compounding interest? What control do we have to give up? Is it worth putting down a full, you know, as much as we can on a home, or should we hold some back so that we have the liquidity, use, and control? What are the different options? Knowing the answers to these, or at least having a team around you that can help you with these type of questions, that's what I believe is so critical. And that is why when we're talking about the four C's for creating wealth, yes, it's about control. Yes, it's about compounding interest. And the third one is, yes, it is about understanding the cost, including opportunity cost, that's involved. Now, the last area where we're going to go today, and again, this one, we go into greater detail one-on-one, so I'm just going to give you an overview of it, deals with collateral capacity. See, in life, there are spenders, savers, and wealth creators. And what happens is there's these the three different types. And when you look at the comparison between the three, it does not mean that one is better than another. So please don't take this as, oh, well, you're a spender. Because you know what? I was a spender. And then I remember all my life saying, you know what? I'm tired of just working to get back to zero. So then I said, I'm going to make a conscious decision. And many people are doing this, making a conscious decision to say, I'm not just going to get back to zero, but from now on, I'm going to save first and pay cash for everything. But a moment ago, if you were listening, we had talked about when we pay cash for something, we're giving up all the rights for that cash, for every dollar it could make for us, all the opportunity cost in the future. And that's why when I looked at that and I realized, well, wait a minute. I remember when I saved up huge amounts so that I could redo my kitchen. And then as I began writing checks, my savings account got smaller and smaller until soon I realized, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way than just saving up all of our resources and then spending it down when expense comes and then starting back over. When we look at the wealthy in this country, I seriously doubted that that's how they did it. That's why I went on that quest to figure out, okay, if they're not draining their savings every time they need something, then what are they doing? Well, the wealth creator begins to put the resources away that they need to for the future, just like a saver does, but they use different vehicles that allow them to have collateral capacity. And collateral capacity is just a very fancy way of saying the ability to use other people's money so that your money grows. Let me say that again. Collateral capacity is the ability to use other people's money so that your own money can grow. So is a credit card collateral capacity? No, because we're using other people's money because we usually don't have any money. What we want to do is we want to be like the saver. We want to have control, make the right decisions so that we begin to build up wealth. But instead, when an opportunity or an expense comes, instead of emptying out our savings, we're going to be able to efficiently use other people's money so ours continues to compound and grow over time, and we can use their resources to accomplish what we need, whether it was an expense or whether it was an opportunity. Now you might say, how in the world does that work? And we will definitely talk about that when we're meeting one-on-one, because every person is different. And I think that's so important for us to understand. Whether someone makes millions of dollars or whether they're making less than $100,000, it goes down again to the principles and the way that we apply them to finances. It's how are we in our savings and how are we looking when positioning our resources, whether we're positioning $10,000 or $10 million, are we getting compounding interest on it? If an opportunity comes up, are we draining our resources to get it, or is there a better way? You know, I think so many times we have miscoded what debt really is. We have said, oh, if I borrow from anyone, I am in debt. But here would be the question that I would leave you with in this component as we're talking about collateral capacity. If I have the resources needed to pay someone back what I've borrowed from them, and I am making more money or even equal amount of money in mine than the interest that I'm paying the other person to borrow their money, am I in debt? See, debt is the inability to pay what you owe, where we're going to have to leverage the future just to be able to pay this back. But if we can go in a position where we say, you know what, I don't have to leverage the future. I already have the resources here. I've put them in a container, what we call a green tank, so that it continues to grow tax-free with uninterrupted compounding interest. And I'm going to borrow from someone over here or a company over here, and we'll walk through all that a different time so that I can take advantage of an opportunity. Then, and you know that at any time, if you say, oh, this just feels uncomfortable, I just don't want to do it. Oh, COVID-19 happened, I need to get rid of it. Whatever the case, get rid of this loan to this other person, and you can pay them off, then you're not really in debt. Because debt is only when you don't have the ability to repay. But one becomes a matter of stewardship, of knowing that you have the resources needed to repay, but you are becoming more efficient in creating wealth as you use other people's money. So I'm going to close our program today. I know we're running out of time, but remember, the four C's when we're talking about creating wealth are control. You want liquidity, use and control of your money, and making the decisions that are most efficient. You want to make sure that you have compounding interest working for you, not against you. You want to make sure the cost and the cost of that opportunity, that you're well aware of it and you've positioned correctly for it. And then we want to build collateral capacity. To me, collateral capacity is more important than net worth because it allows you to use other people's money without you going into debt. If you are interested in learning how this can work on your behalf, then I would encourage you to give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week for more Crystal Clear Finances. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.